The following podcast contains sexual innuendos, tea spilling explicit language, getting the real dirt and drama. The podcast is rated MA, NSFW, OMFG, WTH, JF, ROFL, YOLO, AFAP, and is unsafe for the timid. Side effects include, but are not limited to, your eyeballs not being able to go back in your head, extreme addiction to the show, and possibly a non-identifying yellow rash. Super fun and positive too. So are you ready to get dirty? iClick TV is.
Contact by satellite.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of iClick TV's Dirty Reality, where we spill the dirt one dirty deed at a time. The Dirty Reality Podcast is iClick TV's way of saying, fuck boring podcasts that ask the same questions over and over again. We want to have fun. If you love reality TV, pop culture, and the people on them, this is the podcast to listen to. We go next level with our guests, giving you, the fan, the most incredible listening experience, uncensored. I'm your host, Ray. On this episode, we are talking about this week's hot topic and also talking love after lockup with the awesome Glorietta. JJ is my co-host. JJ, tell us, what is the hot topic going on this week?
Hey, you guys, it's JJ with iClick TV. I am so excited to be here because I am bringing you this week's hot topic, and it revolves around the hit show Survivor. As you guys have probably already heard, for the first time in the history of Survivor, a contestant was actually ejected from the game, contestant Dan Spillow. Now CBS has announced that it is going to start pre-taping its upcoming reunion show, which has one in particular, former contestant Jeff Varner, fuming. Here's what he's had to say. I've talked to cast members. I know what happened that got him removed, and I'm telling you, 100% horseshit. The cast has rallied behind Dan, and a few to no one is behind Kelly. Now, Dan has also claimed that the reunion is being pre-taped because cast members plan to publicly support Dan and call out the producers. I guess we'll have to tune in to the Survivor finale, which will air on December 18th. Tune in to my iClick TV because we will keep you updated as this story develops. And remember, you can get all of your reality, pop culture news, 24/7 at myiClickTV.com.
Guys, if you don't know the premise of Love After Lockup, that follows couples who fall in love, even though one of them is behind bars. The show follows the inmate after they leave, after the release from prison, and leaving the viewers wondering and wanting to know what goes on. Will the couple stay together? And if you haven't seen it on WeTV, it's pretty friggin' awesome. We are super excited to have Glorietta, as I am sure millions of Love After Lockup fans are. She's a hopeless romantic, a single mom. She's cute as fuck. Let's welcome in Glorietta to the show. What's up, Glorietta?
Hey, what's up? I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everyone.
If you, no one ever told you this, you are so well-spoken. You are so cute. You're articulate. You're funny. I love the way you talk, Glorietta.
Oh, thank you.
What makes someone, like, obviously, if you know, I told everybody the premise of the show and everything, but I want to know, forget the fact, we've heard, like, what happened, but what made you want to come on the show, doing the show? And also, too, can you tell the fans, what's the auditioning process for something like that?
Well, the auditioning process is like any reality show audition. I think that you just have to start off with an email and just, you know, reach out and, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. So you got to get to it, ladies. It's a a series of Skyping, and it's a little bit of a process, you know. I'm not going to lie. There's emails and calls and Skyping, and it takes a while, I would say, to be accepted. I'm actually one of the first couples from the new season currently that's on. It's reruns at this point, but the season that's current with me, those are reruns, but it's the current season, and I was the first couple to actually be on accepted for Love After Lockup before any other couples. However, my story was saved for last, so it was kind of like a curveball for the show.
Oh, got it.
All right. What I want to know is, how did your family handle watching the season, and particularly your son, because we know that he wasn't on it. I mean, did you guys have watch parties together? What was the vibe going on then?
Well, my son wasn't on the show, and that was a personal choice because I didn't have a lot of time to make that decision, so I made the best decision at the time. And my son doesn't really watch the show, but he knows when I was watching the show, and every Friday was a new episode, and he would hear me, like, you know, yelling at the TV and just being excited, you know, when I would watch it. Because I definitely watched, you know, every new episode as soon as, you know, it came on that day, at some point during that day, if I wasn't working. And my son, he's really happy for me. He sees that I'm excited, and you know, that's positive energy, so he's all for it. He's not, you know, uncomfortable with me being on TV. It's obviously, you know, unexpected, but he totally supports, you know, my choices and decisions, so that's cool.
I bet he loves it. I bet he thinks his mom is famous.
He's used to me, you know, working in the car industry as a car enthusiast, and because I have my own clothing line with my own models and photographers, so he's not, like, you know, I guess uncomfortable, I guess, or he's kind of used to it. It's not his first time around the merry-go-round.
Was there anything that you felt was misconstrued after watching the show, as far as the edit or anything else, like, that you were disappointed in, or...
I definitely feel that my opinion regarding the future children of me and Alexander, religion of the children to be Islamic as opposed to being Catholic or Christian, was really misunderstood. I felt kind of embarrassed because it's on national television, and I said that the children, you know, I didn't want them to be Islamic, and it was kind of controversial. I didn't really, I think, come off the way I would have preferred.
I want to know next if you still keep in touch with Alexander.
Oh, my God. That's a good question, actually. I have not been in communication with Alexander since he's been incarcerated, but I have been speaking with his mother, and she went on to his Facebook, and I guess she had his password or she obtained it somehow. I don't know if she got it from him or what have you, but she made a comment on her Facebook, and it said that Alexander does not want to talk to Glorietta and that he's not talking to her. And the comment said that it was from his manager, but that was his mother, because we had been talking for a while, and then I just stopped talking to her because I'm, like, thinking, I don't think it's good, or, you know, it benefits us to have this conversation. I need to be talking to Alexander or not talk to Alexander. Either I do or I don't, but not with his mother. So I stopped talking to her, and then she got upset and she posted that on Facebook, so nobody knows about that. Lady, though, she's nice. Like, I haven't actually had issues with her in the past. She's always kind of supported the relationship, but, you know, with her son being incarcerated, it's just one of those things where it can be, it can go either way. You don't know what someone's going to say, you know, but yeah, like, he's wrote me a letter and I haven't even opened it to read it. He actually has a project release date of next month. And I don't know if anyone knows this because he's attorneyed up. And I don't know if they know that either, but they do now. And I don't know if he's going to be released or make bail with his attorney because he has another court date. He keeps having a lot of court dates, and you would think it would being caught with ammunition and you know, a weapon and the drugs, that basically you would be locked up for a few years, right? But,
right.
You know, money talks, bullshit walks.
That's right. Do you want to read the letter now? You can if you want. It's time for a commercial break. But when we come back, Glorietta is going to plead the dirty. Get ready, Glorietta. Welcome back, everybody, to iClick TV's Dirty Reality. I'm your host, Ray, joined by my co-host, JJ. We are talking to the awesome Glorietta from Love After Lockup. Glorietta, we are going to ask you 5 plead the dirty questions. You may only refuse not to answer one of them. Glorietta, are you ready to plead the dirty?
I'm so ready.
Love it. Glorietta, let's plead the dirty. Plead the dirty question number 1. If you could hook up or thought of hooking up with anyone from your season of Love After Lockup, who would it be?
Wow. You guys weren't kidding with these questions. Oh my, I'm taken back. I like almost feel a little hesitant. Oh, that's an understatement.
You can choose a girl too.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want to choose a girl, we don't care.
Whatever your flavor is.
We don't care.
I don't want to say anyone's name because I don't want to start any drama.
We don't want to cause waves.
Yeah, because this show is Love After Lockup. Let's be honest. You know, it's not a Bachelorette. You know,
it's not the Bachelorette.
With, a lot of drama in prison.
With
a
rose, someone's giving after you with a gun. Hold on, she dropped. She dropped. Did she hang up? Oh my God, did she hang up on us? She didn't hang up on us, did she? Oh my God, we might have our first hang up.
Where I didn't do it. I played the fish.
Plead the dirty question number 2. Did you and Alex do anything naughty through the glass? Because we know you guys had visitation through the glass. I mean, did you pop out a boob, pocket pool? How heated did things get?
Yeah, there's only so much you can do because it's like really uncomfortable when you know that you're being watched on the camera. Mm-hmm. And like half the time we were alone where there wasn't other visitors visiting, you know, somebody else. So when we were alone, we would kiss through the glass and like hold hands. And, you know, I would like show a little bit of cleavage and we kind of just, I guess we face fucked.
Yes. Face fucked. There we go.
It's an emotional thing. It's like emotional, yeah.
Okay, plead the dirty question number 3. Spend a lot of time on the phone. If you don't know the backup story, I think you had a family member that was on the phone with you a lot, and he was always eavesdropping, if I remember correctly. And obviously, you guys spent a lot of time on the phone. Was there phone sex? Is there phone sex with inmates inside? Like, is he allowed? Is someone standing next to him all the time while he's talking to you? Like, how does that work?
Well, you're being listened on the phone all the time. It's right? Recorded. So, yeah. But you still say how you feel. You know, Alex would write me songs and sing the songs over the phone. He didn't have any shame. And, you know, we tell each other we love each other. But that's not something we really did was the phone sex. I think more of our sexing was like writing letters. He would write sexual letters to me, you know, saying things to me, X-rated things. And that was pretty much like how we did that. Like we didn't really do that over the phone.
Awesome. And the letters. Got it.
Number 4. On the scale of 1 to 10, how kinky are you? And do you have a sexual bucket list?
these are definitely a dirty question for sure. I'm tongue tied. I am a sexual person. I am kinky, blah, 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 if I can get it out. I'm an open book. So yeah, you know, I'm a freak. I'm not going to lie or deny that. And I'm real freaky. I like to be adventurous and by exploring different things like maybe I would be okay with handcuffs and ropes and all that fun stuff you could.
Yes. It's superlative time for your cast. Who would you say is the cutest couple?
To choose one couple from this season of my cast, I would say that the cutest couple is, I guess Lacey and John are the cutest couple. It was super cute when they were picking out the wedding cake and you turn into a groomzilla. So, yeah.
Okay, and the most likely to stay together?
I saw that Lacey and John got married and everyone else pretty much literally broke up on the show, I think, like everybody. But there's a new season starting in January called Life After Lockup. And they have the old cast members, and two of the new cast members from my season are on, which is Cheryl and Josh, and also Lacey and John. So you're asking me the question from my cast season. Literally everybody broke up besides Lacey and John, and they got married as well. So I guess they'd be the one.
Glorietta did not refuse any of them. She answered all the plead the dirty questions. Let's give it up for Glorietta. Awesome job, Glorietta.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Super fun.
Awesome. Glorietta, what is something you want the fans that watch the show to know that you feel like they didn't get to know about you when they watched the show? Like, I want to give you a platform to be able to say if you think there was something like you want them to know about you or they didn't get to see.
Yeah, so thank you for having this opportunity, because I feel like I looked a little bit unstable because I was so energetic at certain times, or I just really like overdone a lot of things maybe. My whole thing is I'm a different person when I'm in a relationship than when I'm friends with somebody. So you're going to see a different persona and personality. My everyday life with my family and friends or work, it's not going to be so hyper and so extravagant. But when I'm in a relationship, you know, you really want to really entertain your companion. You know, guys have a short span of entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, they always need to be entertained, it feels like. And yeah, so I just was really hyper and energetic because of Alexander. And people have, you know, like my personal friends and family or fans from the car shows, they don't really get to see that side of me or know that. So I just want people to know that I'm the same person. I'm just, you know, it's just my private personal life that, you know, we all have skeletons, and you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And there's a reason for that. It's personal, private, but I was on a show, so everybody saw that. And I just want people to know I'm the same person.
Let's be real, everybody. We all are, whether you're male or female. We're all different in a relationship than we are in our everyday lives, especially a new relationship when you have the butterflies. And that's the only thing you could think about is that person. Let's be real, everybody. We've all been there.
I want to know, are you dating anyone now?
I would like to start dating, because now that I'm currently single, I really want to date, because I didn't do it for 5 years. I was celibate. And then I, you know, lost my celibacy with Alexander. And Alexander is going to be released next month, and I know he's going to be in contact with me and be reaching out and trying to get a hold of me, even though we're broken up. So I want to start dating, because I don't want to fall back into that. And I, you know, I don't want that to happen. I don't think I would talk to Alexander again, I guess, unless he would do counseling and get on medication. But yeah, I'm starting to talk to people. Like, I usually ignore them, guys that want to talk to me, but I'm starting to talk to guys. I'd like to talk to maybe 2 or 3 guys just to, you know, see what it feels like to date again.
You have your own modeling company. Tell the fans more about that.
Sure, yeah. I have my own clothing line, and I'm always looking for new models and photographers. It's called Northern and Southern Candy Apparel, and it's really just a reflection of my enthusiasm and passion for the car community, such as hot rods, muscle cars, and lowriders. And I'm a vendor, and I set up at these show and shines and car shows and festivals and events, and I travel. And like I said, I'm always looking for models and photographers. You can buy my tank tops by visiting my website, northerncandy.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, Glorietta, loveafterlockup_WeTV, and I am very active on all social media platforms, Tonga Besso's Facebook as well, and I'm on Twitter. So please definitely reach out to me or DM me if you're interested in modeling or doing pictures or you want to buy a top. You know, I sell men shirts as well as lady tops, so I'm really happy and excited about that. I think we all should have a hobby or a passion that does three things that keeps us busy on our P's and Q's, which is good exercise and makes money and it just entertains us and makes us happy. So that's mine.
I agree. And I love a woman with multiple income, doing multiple things. Love that.
Girl empowerment, you know, men are already strong and women need to be, if possible, resilient and fearless as well. And I really like to promote, you know, just women being bosses and being strong.
All right, Glorietta, do you have a spinoff show coming out that you're going to be on? Or what's next reality-wise for you?
Oh, well, as far as reality, I'm on a contract, so I'm just going to sit tight and hope for the best. you know, I'm not going to branch out or whatever. I'm loyal. But, yeah, I have a new series coming out, but it's a web series, and it's on the WeTV website, or you can download the app on Play Store, App Store. And it's called Life Goes On, and it has Mary and Joanna, and it also has Caitlin on there, has Lizzie on there from the original cast with, you know, Lizzie and Scott, and then I'm on there, and so it's going to be life updates and also, you know, questions the fans could ask and interact with, and so that's going to start in January when the spinoff show starts for Life After Lockup. So you have to download the WeTV app.
Make sure you download that app. We always love to end things on a positive note. What advice would you give someone who is currently newly dating or thinking about dating someone who is incarcerated?
I would definitely tell them to take it slow. Take it day by day. Don't expect too much and have really demanding standards because there's only so much an inmate could do as far as obtaining transportation or holding down or obtaining a job when they're freshly released because they have that, you know, track record on their background and they have to really get uninstitutionalized when they're released because it's a different environment for them than what they're probably used to depending on how long they've been incarcerated. So definitely take it slow. That's an understatement. You don't want to be irrational. You really want to think things through and just really brainstorm. You know, as a woman dating somebody from prison or jail, whatever have you, kind of want to, and I hate to say it, but you really want to be strategic and calculated about the situation so you can really protect your heart and your mind and body and your soul.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning into another episode of iClick TV's Dirty Reality. We were so super excited to have Glorietta. Not only was she fun, she's cute, she's honest, she's all about women empowerment. How could you not like her? But because she got so dirty, we are going to put her in the shower and clean her off. Until next time, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
To keep up with Glorietta, follow her on Instagram at Glorietta_loveafterlockup_WeTV. To follow me, it's Ray, R-A-E, of Sunshine with a Z. To get your 24/7 reality TV and pop culture news fix 24/7, at myclicktv.com.
Contact by satellite.